I mean, to look up in the stands and see all that purple there and to hear the cheers, I mean, it was a great atmosphere. It was just a good day all the way around.
Did you have any concerns at all coming into the game that, you know, we're giving up a home game to play in London for the greater good of the NFL, but Pittsburgh travels extremely well? This may not really feel like a home game.
I did have some concerns even when the schedule was announced way back in April. I looked and I go like, man, Pittsburgh, just what you just said. I mean, their fans travel so well.
Yeah.
I said, this could be tough, but it turned out great. I mean, there was a lot of purple, a lot of our fans there.
You know, and the Vikings into the game were 0-3, likewise for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if the world ever will see a combined 6 losses with no victories meet on a worldwide stage like that with that much energy. When your team came running out of the tunnel in front of the Vikings bench, that was a playoff-type atmosphere. Didn't you feel that?
Well, that whole week in some ways, and, you know, this may sound a little weird, but in a lot of ways, you know, I've had a chance to be a part of 2 different Super Bowls, and that atmosphere was very similar leading up to the game to a Super Bowl atmosphere. And when we came out of that tunnel, to hear the cheers, the drama that was created, there were a lot of similarities.
And I know what you're saying by saying you don't want to overstretch it, because pregame, I walked up to Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com and I said, I've never been to a Super Bowl, but this is how it has to feel.
Yeah.
So then to verify it, I talked to a couple of members who had been with the Pittsburgh Steelers at least 10 years and in 2 Super Bowls, and they validated from a pregame standpoint, this is what the Super Bowl feels like.
I mean, it's so true. A lot of pomp and circumstance. That's what it's like when you're preparing for that ball game in February. And it was there, and then sometimes as a partisan crowd, because you've got so many different fans from all over the country, and that's kind of what the atmosphere was like there.
Vikings off this week, Carolina a week from today at Mall of America Field. Tickets at Vikings.com. Now, what did Matt Cassel bring to the offense that, in looking back at the previous 3 games, you weren't getting?
Well, you liked the leadership that he displayed in the huddle. You could see during the week in practice that he was really taking charge of the huddle, taking charge of the offense, and our guys kind of, you know, fed off of that energy that he brought to the offense, and it showed when we got ready to play.
What about Adrian Peterson? It's not like he was having a bad season, but this is the MVP and the best running back in the NFL, and to whom much is given, much is expected. With Jerome Felton back, did you get anything different from Adrian?
Yeah, I think with Adrian, there was a comfort level knowing that Jerome was in the lineup, didn't have to talk him through certain things. We just let him do his job, and I think our offensive line felt better that he was back there as well. So Jerome was a boost for our offense and for our run game in particular.
What was it like for you and specifically defensive coordinator Alan Williams late in the game? Off the Chicago game, Martellus Bennett gets it late, front left of the end zone. Cleveland game, Jordan Cameron, back left of the end zone against one of your best players, Harrison Smith. Here comes Ben Roethlisberger, not to win it, but potentially tie it, and they get inside the 10. Was it chaotic?
Not really. You know, as you just described, we've been there before. You know, we just have to keep learning as we go through this process. And I never, you know, ever felt like we weren't going to win that ball game, even though they got as close as they did. And sure enough, one of our players, Everson Griffin, steps up, makes a huge sack that creates a fumble, and, you know, we end up winning the ball game. So in our league, a lot of games are going to come down to 4 minutes on offense, 2 minutes on defense, and you got to find a way. And today, we found a way.
Question for the head coach, then we'll close with an injury update. This is from at Donnie Matthews. It's our Ask Coach segment. More information is available at Vikings.com via the Media Vault. Leslie, what improvements did you see in last week's win against the Steelers and that you are continuing to see, hopefully, the rest of the season?
Well, I like the sacks that our defense came up with, the pressure they continued on Roethlisberger throughout the ball game. That was great to see. Still coming up with those turnovers, I mean, that was encouraging. I mean, you always want to see that happen. The way our special teams covered those punts and then kickoffs as well, I mean, I thought they did a terrific job. So that's improvement for us. And then on the offense, the explosive plays. You know, we've had some, but not to the degree that we had on Sunday. So that was great to see Greg Jennings with the 70-yard catch and run. So and Jerome Simpson, the way he's played, Adrian breaking out, Matt Cassel really selling things down. So a lot of improvement in a lot of areas.
Chris Cook, Jamarcus Sanford, Rhett Ellison, Christian Ponder's ribs. Quick updates on all of those in advance of the Carolina game.
We think that we're going to have each one of them back. Christian may be the one that is a little more tenuous than the others, but we think each one of those guys should be back at practice next week.